possible. They put the wrong claim number on it. There's not even no seal on this letter.
Thank you.
I'm just getting annoyed with it. Fuck them, man. Is this the court?
Yes, it is.
Hello, is it possible for you to give me some help? I seem to have received a letter. If I give you the case number...
Give me the case number.
E00ED049.
My name's Rita. Who am I speaking with?
Simon Cordell, Mr. Simon Cordell.
Right, okay. And you received the order of 12th of June?
No, what's actually happened is completely illegal from the beginning to the end. Yeah, a gentleman called Jemmy for Enfield Council was allowed to fill in an application with yourselves. He filled in for a possession order. Now, that possession order, he has to, within serving notice at my front door, my home address, he has to recall me to court within 6 months or the possession order goes out the window. Once I got the possession order, I looked at the accusations inside of it. I noticed that all of the accusations were fraudulent claims, like saying that I'm aggressively knocking on my neighbour's front door and that I'm not doing that, and that I'm attacking them. Now, what my concern was is the first complaint is in 2016 by any person, which was put in this possession order by a neighbour upstairs. Now, I put over 500 emails into the council and the police, yeah, and all of the MPs before they ever made their first complaint. I have 500 emails, official correspondence to Enfield Council, subject access request, freedom of information. Now, all of them are begging that my neighbours stop attacking me because they're discriminating against me and my partner, saying that we've got a disease, yeah, in the general public. And when there's nothing wrong with me, yeah, because a case before, the police were missing the signatures and all the timestamps. They set me up for being a white person. In the paperwork, it says a white person committed this through a party, and they've set me up for it, yeah? Now, I'm riding 9-year curfew in my house. I'm not allowed to go out after 10 o'clock. Plus, the police officers that set me up are still working in my borough, my hometown. Now, I can't go out my front door before 10 o'clock because they're looking to grab me. They keep knocking at my front door trying to get me. I've got loads of recordings of what's happening and why they're trying to push me out the country and started this disease stuff, yeah, in mine and my partner's names. I've got all the clinic recordings proving I had nothing wrong with me. I've got the hospital recordings proving I had nothing wrong with me as well. Me and my partner have never argued to date now, and I've got all the texts till 2016, from 14 to 16, of me and her still talking to date, yeah, and they done this to our names, yeah. Sally Gilchrist is the head of legal executive director for the Metropolitan Police, and she made the first ASBO that gave me a 9-year curfew, yeah. She forged it, and I'm white. All the timestamps are wrong. They've got no victim signatures in the ASBO. The maximum sentence, if they did arrest somebody, is 6 months in prison, yeah. I never even got arrested for the organisation of illegal raves. They never had enough of a criminal conviction, but somehow I'm riding 9 years in my house, yeah. Now, these police officers keep knocking at my front door. It takes Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police to make an ASBO with a member of the public. The Metropolitan Police and the council held a meeting in the offices down there. I've never been arrested for parties before in my life. I was on curfew for the year, so I never threw these parties for that year, yeah. I copied the Facebook profiles of the people that I got accused of being, but I won't give them to the police because I'm not being a super grass and I'm not getting paid their wages to grass up on people, yeah. Now, Lemmy works for Enfield Council. Now, he knows Pat and Steve, who made the first ASBO. I stripped their computers, the council's computers, of FOI, yeah, and now I've got all of their personal correspondence between all of their staffs, yeah, plus I've got all of their case history, yeah. Now, Lemmy admits that he's Pat and Steve's friend in his own correspondence, who made the fake ASBO that's holding me in my house illegally. They're all friends, yeah. Now, he's causing targeted malice, which is a 12-year offence, to help a friend get off of, help a colleague get off of off of prosecution in regards to disciplinary actions. Now, Pat and Steve are the people that Lemmy is helping, and he has cups of coffees with them in the canteria. He knows they're part of his team in the ASB team, Enfield Civic Centre B block, yeah. Now, because he's trying to help them get off, yeah, I ended up speaking to all of the directors in there and recorded all the directors on dictator phone, like I'm recording this conversation with us now. I made a full website with a full report.
Yeah, I mean, you can't record our conversation.
I'm allowed to record this conversation, but I'm allowed to record this conversation.
No,
by
you're not allowed without the court.
Yes, I am, madam. Will you listen to me? I've already won this case at court, yeah, and I won it in. I want it at hospital, yeah? I'm allowed to take minutes of any meeting that I have with...
record conversations, yeah?
Will you listen to this for 1 second and get your laws right, yeah? Before I sue you as well, yeah?
Because... Me.
I can, because you are wrong, and I'll sue the company head that you represent, yeah? You are part of your team, you're one team, you're not one individual that works for a company, you're part of a team, and you're in the offices now with the people that have been setting me up. Now, they've made loads of...
No, I don't accept those
accusations. All your offices have been stamping court fines.
I agree with the claim, you do need to get legal advice.
I don't need, I'm acting litigant for myself. I am my own solicitor. I've requested a trial. I've requested for a jury to...
If you let me explain, there is an order which you maybe you need to speak to your mother.
I don't have no wall date. You shut up your mouth for a second and listen, yeah? I've got video evidence. I've got fucking video evidence right now of my front door being recorded, yeah? I've got cameras in every single room in my house. When that person come to my front door to serve that notice, I was in a police station on bail, yeah? The person served the note through my letterbox. My mum come to my house while I was in the police station. She's took the form up of the... She took the service off the fucking floor. She took the service off the floor. And she left it. She left my house, yeah, while I was in the police station with the affidavit of service. I've got the video evidence here right now that my mum walked into my house while I wasn't here. You're setting me up in that court, and you're not even putting you're not putting no seals on your stamps. The county court has got no seals on none of its paperwork and no signatures. You're forging paperwork, yeah, and I've got a book. I've got the litigation book here right now. Civil litigation 2016-2017 litigation book here right now. I've got the English legal process, and I've got police misconduct and court misconduct book here right now, and it shows me every form that you should be filling in and how they're filled in. Yeah,
so I'm gonna hang up the phone. If you're gonna record this conversation,
I'm allowed to record it. We're having a meeting on the phone, and I'm allowed to legally record you under Morris V.